Malachi chapter 4, Mishnah 2, Aparim v'ha'elim v'kvasim einam akvin ze es ze. So what he's talking about over here is on Shavuot, there were two kinds of burnt offerings brought up, two kinds of burnt offerings. And the first is with the two loaves, in addition to the two lambs, remember the two we touched on many times, the two lambs were brought with two loaves. And in addition to those, they offered up a burnt offering, which was, he listed over here, seven lambs, one young bullock, and two rams. So it was the one burnt offering. A lot of animals. Seven lambs, one bullock, and two rams. And then you also had the Musaf offering on Shavuot, which was two young bullocks, one ram, and seven lambs. That was a whole other set of animals. So the two don't invalidate each other. Meaning, if you've only got one set of animals, then you can't bring both sets of animals. So you offer them up. That doesn't. You don't have to have everything in order to offer one pot up. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, "Im hayu lahim parim merubim, if they had many bulls, v'lo hayu lahim nesachim, and they didn't have all the drink offerings, because all of the bulls were bought with drink offerings." Yavu par echad unesachav. You should bring one bull with its drink offering. V'lo yikrivu kulam belot nesachim, and you should not offer them all without drink offerings. Meaning, it's preferable to bring one bull with its proper offerings to bringing many bulls without their attendant offerings. And then he brings over in the Kotel that the halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Shimon. So that would probably mean that you would bring many bulls without the attendant offerings. That would be the route you would follow, not like Rabbi Shimon.